Well, for the next 30 minutes, Daniel Sundiata is our guest, and he's a prominent 9/11 truther, very gentlemanly, intelligent, great soul, old soul, as they say. And that's the best way of describing him. And he came out to the demonstration when I got arrested a few years ago, right before 9/11, protesting the cover-up of the fact that that was an inside job there at Fox Studios. And he is also in the new World Order film that came out on IFC. He was caught on tape there with us when I was being arrested. And, of course, he's the star of Rescue Me, a lot of other movies and TV shows. And he had a lot of courage to go public and risk his whole Hollywood/TV career doing what he did, just like Charlie Sheen and others did. And then even to fight to even have the show cover the topic, and I think they did it in a pretty fair fashion. Obviously, it couldn't just be our side, you know, for it to be mainstream TV. But I'm just so proud of what he's done. He's a great asset to humanity and liberty. On top of that, it's great to have him on now. We set him up like a couple days ago before this horrible guy went in and shot this poor security guard, supposedly. It looks like a black op to me, at this Holocaust Memorial Museum. Perfect timing when we're trying to audit the Fed for that to happen. And now they're trying to demonize Ron Paul. They're trying to demonize 9/11 truthers, saying this guy was a hero to him with no proof. Glenn Beck just says that. So we'll talk about it all in the next 30 minutes. Daniel Sundiata, it's great to have you here with us.
Oh, as always, Alex, it's great to be with you. Thank you so much for having me, man.
Thanks for spending time. We got a few minutes before the break and a long segment coming up. But first off, tell me about Rescue Me. You really couldn't come on the air when that was all building up. You wanted to just, you know, let that those programs air. It got a lot of international attention. You made some great points in the Rescue Me. We're going to play a clip of that coming up. But tell me about the process of getting that on the TV show and, you know, behind the scenes, and then what happened on air.
Well, the process was just, you know, talking about it a lot on set. You know, I think that eventually, although Peter, Dennis, FX, Sony, I don't think that any of them are signing on to the, you know, to my perspective necessarily, but I think that they saw that there was some dramatic mileage that could be gotten out of it. I think that they saw the no-brainer that if there was a platform on mainstream television on which to address the subject, that 9/11 was the appropriate, or rather that Rescue Me was the appropriate venue, being that it's based on post 9/11 New York City firefighters. So, you know, I was, in the final analysis, I was very happy with the way that they treated the subject in general. I mean, it came out better than I thought, you know, than I had hoped. I guess I had wished, also that there had been a little bit more of a reaction, either positive or negative. It just kind of seemed like it aired and not that much was said about it other than the hit piece that came out on Fox and Friends with Greg Gutfeld shooting his mouth off. But, yeah, there just wasn't there. There wasn't as much of a reaction in general as I was kind of hoping that it would provoke. I was hoping it would stimulate some conversation or some controversy.
Oh, it did on the web. It did on talk radio across the country. Mm-hmm. The mainstream media was smart, though. They learned with Charlie Sheen and Rosie O'Donnell to keep their mouths shut mm-hmm. because they try to make us look like kooks, but then it comes out that we're really the majority as the polls show.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely true. Yes, absolutely true. Well, you know, I mean, at least it aired. I don't think that it could only have been good in terms of, you know, yeah, I'll tell you, I'm sorry I'm jumping around, but I'll tell you what my favorite scene was. It was really great to be able to do those monologues where I got to, you know, list, you know, our, let's say our side of the case. But my favorite 9/11 scene that they aired in Rescue Me was where Michael Lombardi's character, the probie, he and I are walking down the street, and he's just telling me where his knee-jerk emotional resistance to the idea kind of came from. You know, he was saying, you know, if you're telling me that, you know, that the bad guys are here in our own government, it's just kind of like too much for me to process. He was basically giving a voice to the cognitive dissonance that's responsible for a lot of people just dismissing the possibility that 9/11 could have been an inside job without ever even looking at the evidence. And so I really appreciated that particular scene. It was fun to do.
Absolutely. Later, we'll play one of those clips here on air with Daniel Sundiata. Daniel, again, I'm not saying this because I'm trying to butter Daniel up. He really needs to be honored. You know, somebody who's got a great career, really breaking out, and he does something that they try to blackball you for, that is the just ultimate courage. They say psychologically it's easier to charge a machine gun nest to do something that is seen as socially unpopular. But it's only socially unpopular with the elite.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons, or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF Shower Filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online by visiting us at directive21.com. That's directive21.com now.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Going into battle, you would want all the ammunition for your gun you could get. But presently, ammunition and reloading supplies are in shortage. Now think about this. If you have no food, all the guns and ammunition will be useless against the population-controlled breadlines. In the present battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your most important and only true ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it, now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Will you buy it without proper identification? Will it make your children sick? Quarantine? Will you feed yourself or go to the gathering center for immunization? All of these problems disappear if you have a good supply of storable food. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. Storable food puts you in control. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com. Call 800-409-5633.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We get too reliant on YouTube. That's why we have PrisonPlanet.tv, and it's all streaming higher quality there, but that's just my videos. We have the video of Dennis Leary, some 9/11 truthers, and heard Daniel and others talking about the upcoming episode. They come up and ask him politely. He goes, how do you know that? Who are you? Who are you with? It has him thrown out. We can't play it. YouTube is down. Not my videos. YouTube itself has been having trouble the last few days. It's completely down right now. That is the videos. But if they come up in the next 30 minutes, we'll play a clip of that. And we'll play some clips of Daniel Sanjata on the show Rescue Me. Daniel, I don't want to stir up stuff with you and Dennis Leary. You know, you're a classy guy, and you're going back for another season with him. But, I mean, I'm glad that he was still part of the show, even though it had the 9/11 truth stuff in it. But I'm surprised watching this response from him, very aggressive, to nice people just asking questions at a book signing, that he was even part of something that brought up 9/11 truth.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, you know, Dennis gets approached by a lot of people, and I think that he, you know, I'm sure he's well aware of the controversial nature of the subject matter, you know, so to speak, that it was going to provoke, probably anticipating that it would provoke an emotional response from both sides of the fence. And maybe he just was wary of being ambushed. You know, he might not have known with cameras on you and somebody's asking you a question if he was being confronted or if he was just asking to, you know, being tacitly asked for his opinion.
He might have thought it was TMZ or something.
You never know. You never know what went through his mind. I mean, again, I can only give Dennis, you know, credit and Peter Tolan credit and FX credit for, you know, for allowing the subject matter on the show and for treating it with a relative amount of fairness. I don't think at the end of it that Franco, my character, was left wearing a dunce cap. I think that they just kind of, you know, they showed all the different emotional responses from the guys in the house to Sheila, the character named Sheila, who expresses her, you know, dissatisfaction with my opinion, claiming that Franco is turning her husband's death into a hobby. But in general, I think they just kind of let the audience decide for themselves, and that's laudable.
Well, it certainly is. For those that haven't seen the show Rescue Me, break down what was discussed in that episode.
Well, it was a subplot that stretched over about 5 episodes.
Yeah.
And the way it started was a French journalist comes to the firehouse, and she wants to interview the guys about their experiences on 9/11 and their feelings about the day. And so in a series of vignettes with her interviewing each of us individually, when she gets to my character, of course, I launch into this 2-minute monologue about how 9/11 was an inside job and the reasons why. And then over the course of subsequent episodes, you see the responses from different characters in the firehouse. You know, some of them are violent. I almost get into a physical confrontation with one character, Michael Lombardi's character, the probie, in the firehouse kitchen. And then we have kind of a reconciliation scene later on where he explains to me why he felt the way he felt. So, you know, they just allowed a lot of different perspectives to be communicated. It would have been nice to have one person, one character on the show be like, yeah, I agree with Franco. But, again, just the fact that they allowed me.
Yeah, I mean, let me say it's a distortion. But, again, even allowing it on, though, and allowing one view is better than most. So I'm not trying to just attack here. But I've been to New York, and many of the firefighters know it's an inside job. They come up to thank us. Shake our hands. In fact, I want to ask you about that. But then there's all the videos of firefighters going, it was like it was a foundry, lava flowing, you know, things were melting. The police saying, get back, they're going to blow up Building 7. So can you speak to that? I mean, you live in New York, you know these people, you're around firefighters, you know, you're the star of a show about firefighters. What percentage would you say of them will tell you, oh, yeah, Daniel, I agree with you?
Well, I don't know about, I could not hazard a guess at the percentage of the total population of the FDNY because I don't know them all. But I'll say out of the firefighters that I know, I'd say about 60% of them are leaning towards us, leaning towards our take on things, that it was an inside job, that something's fishy, that we need to have a new investigation. Maybe 20% of the remaining 40 are undecided, and then maybe 20% are violently opposed to the idea, but I think more from the perspective of, you know, just not being able to fathom the depth of that kind of betrayal. So it's, but in general, I mean, I know lots of firefighters that feel exactly the way you feel, that feel exactly the way I feel. So I don't really know what to say about that, but.
Well, that's when talking to Bill Doyle 3 years ago, he said about half or more of the families believe it's an inside job than he does. He lost his son, Joey.
Mm-hmm.
I've since talked to some of those groups 3 years later. They say, oh, it's basically 80% of us now. And but the media keeps this distortion going. The families don't like 9/11 truth. The families are upset with us when conservatively more than half agree with us.
Right, right. I mean, you know, oh, you only have to look at it, you know, at a couple documentaries or do a couple searches on YouTube when it's working, and you can see the dissatisfaction of the families who were attending the 9/11 Commission hearings. I mean, they were, how many times were they interrupted by the victims' family members themselves, screaming and yelling in anger and frustration because their questions were not only not being answered, but were being completely sidestepped. You know, I mean, it's clear and obvious that when somebody says you're insulting the memories of those who died and you're causing pain to the victims' families by asking for the truth, that's a logical fallacy. That is clearly, it's clearly wrong.
Yeah, they're using the grief of the families and the dead as a shield against us for asking real questions.
Yeah,
so they're abusing the dead.
Mm-hmm. That's true. That's true. Not only are they disrespecting the dead, they are supporting those who, still to this day, have gotten away with mass murder. So they should really think twice about using that excuse to dismiss what we have to say.
And these killers are still on the loose as well and planning to stage more events. Make no mistake, but the fact that we've been exposing them kind of takes that false flag tool away. What did you think when New Yorker magazine, Cy Hirsch, and then even Keith Olbermann came out and admitted that Dick Cheney was planning to stage terror attacks on our ships to blame it on Iran, with U.S. patrol boats painted up like Iranians? And then they tried to have that staged event with fake radio chatter saying, we blow you up in 1 minute. And I said that was staged at the time. Then it came out it was staged. And then it comes out they ordered the torture. I mean, these really are war criminals. These really are bad guys. I mean, this is on record. They've staged so much terror in the past. How can people not understand that it's normal to point the finger at them, not just because of their history or the evidence, but because of the motive?
Sure, absolutely. I mean, only they stood to gain from, you know, from all of these atrocities. You know, it's qui bono. It's who has benefited. In the case of 9/11, it certainly wasn't the 19 people who supposedly died in carrying out the attack. It certainly hasn't been Osama bin Laden. But arguably Halliburton has certainly benefited. Dick Cheney has certainly benefited. Military contractors, energy corporations, the list goes on. If you follow the money, it's clear who has benefited. And given the fact that they announced their agenda before the actual, before the day, and then that agenda has been prosecuted every day since, and they've been invoking 9/11 and its victims as justification for, you know, everything that they've done here and everything that we've been doing abroad, I mean, it's quite clear. I mean, I don't understand where this bottomless well of, you know, benefit of the doubt, where this comes from, and when does it finally run out? I mean, a government that lies about air quality and exposes people to toxic dust intentionally in order to reopen Wall Street, a government that, legalizes torture, that manufactures legal opinions in order to justify circumventing the Constitution so that they can torture people, a government that illegally wiretaps, and look, on Olbermann, you had Russell Tice go on there about 3 months ago and tell Olbermann to his face that the NSA was collecting information, specifically collecting information on intellectuals and journalists. And you see Olbermann's face go white there for a second. You
know? And Congress.
I mean, like, what more? I mean, with all of these damning, you know, realities, I don't understand when is the wall of cognitive dissonance finally going to break and people just accept the fact, or at least entertain the very serious possibility and look at the evidence of 9/11 being an inside job and all these other things that you're talking about. I mean, and in this day and time, there's just so much going on, Alex. My head swirls. I sometimes for a couple of weeks, I literally just have to totally tune out because I feel like it's just too much. I can't, you know, continue with my day. I can't continue just living life normally because I'm so caught up in all these tectonic events that seem to just come one right after the other. It's the economy. It's pipe bombs being detonated in New Jersey. It's, you know, the massacre at the Jewish Museum, or this unfortunate shooting of the security guard at the Jewish Museum. Glenn Beck shooting his mouth off and trying to make these links between 9/11 truth and this psycho who committed this crazy act the other day. I mean, it's just so much, and it's endless. It's just endless.
And it's always right on time. You know, this Brune guy, Von Brune, was in federal custody for 6 years. And it has classic Southern Poverty Law Center fingerprints, not exactly ADL. I mean, it was Southern Poverty Law Center and declassified FBI documents running the Elohim City white supremacist compound that McVeigh came out of.
Mm.
And it's the same with all these, quote, black Muslim groups that turn out to be black Christian street kids who they pay money to just dress in camo and they give them a warehouse. And then even mainstream news has to admit time and time again that it's totally made up.
Wow.
Or fake Klan groups in Dallas. I mean, led by the FBI, they're going to blow things up. And right on time as the Federal Reserve is about to be audited, that is so exciting. But we've got to know that the elite are going to come after those of us that are fighting them, but we don't have a choice. But I sense in my gut, Daniel Sunjata, because of your courage and millions of other people's courage, that the momentum is shifting. We're not winning yet, but we're beginning to gain on them, and the arrogance is draining out of these corrupt people.
Well, I'm sure you've seen, I know you've seen, as a matter of fact, you responded to it already thoroughly. When Glenn, in that clip with Glenn Beck and that, I guess that CIA veteran, I don't know who the other, do you know who the quote-unquote expert was that he was talking to?
It was all a bunch of spooks and think tank. It was all intelligence operatives.
Okay. Well, you know, it just smelled of desperation. We'll, I hear the music, so we'll come back.
Exactly.
To
no, you're right. I mean, they were just, and then you look at the CIA guy, Beck, such an egomaniac with narcissism that he was enjoying it, but the other spooks were, yeah, the American people of Al-Qaeda, yeah. I mean, they just looked like they could be blown over by you know, by a five-year-old. I mean, it was just unbelievable. I agree with you. Stay there. Daniel Sunjata is our guest. Final segment straight ahead.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true. Seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
If being prepared doesn't apply to you, disregard the next minute. We're way beyond a question of if and when is upon us. When you can't safely touch anything and a cough or sneeze can shut down your school or business, how would you or could you disinfect a school bus, office, locker room, place of worship, or your entire home and do it in just minutes? Go to Hazarid.com and see the 8-minute video that is guaranteed to show how our unique application process can do really big jobs that you never could do before. Hazarid. Total protection kits kill viruses, bacteria, mold, and much more. And they do it for less cost than what you're currently using. Don't risk facing shipping bottlenecks and possible shortages. Act now to assure prompt delivery and to receive our 2-for-1 double product special. You can't buy Hazarid in stores. Order online at Hazarid.com or call 800-675-0323. That's 800-675-0323.
Oh, I can't start playing that song without hearing the rest of it. I'm going to come in with that next break. We're going to finish up with Daniel Sunjata, and then he says he'll come back the next month for a full hour and take your calls. They've got some family stuff coming up today. Daniel, the time we have left, you were saying, and I jumped in and started seconding you, you were saying that it seemed like desperation. Exactly. It was like insecure and panicked, and they knew they were doing something dirty, trying to say not, that this guy was a hero of 9/11 truth, but with no source.
Yeah, exactly. I guess that's the only other point I wanted to make is, based on what? Because he gives this this brief caveat. He's like, that's what the evidence points to now. It's early. We can't confirm this, just like with the FEMA camps. He can neither confirm nor deny at the end of the day, but with this particular thing, you would think if he's going to open his mouth and say something like that and link a notoriously nonviolent movement like 9/11 Truth with something as despicable as what happened at that museum that day, then you better have a source. You better have a reason for saying something like that. And I just hope that everybody listening to the show will just assault Glenn Beck's email and telephone nonstop until he issues some type of an apology. Because just like with the Geraldo Rivera thing, trying to link us to the bombing in Times Square, I mean, this is just, it just smacks of such desperation. It's so pathetic, and it's just so, you could even tell in their body language that they knew that they were lying. Glenn is just, he's a despicable character. I hate to speak badly of anyone, but that was...
Well, going back to the tape, which we play, but YouTube's down, he does three provisos that, well, it's an early report, and it's not really confirmed, so we don't know if it's true, but then he says, new sentence, this guy was a hero to 9/11 truth. I mean, 9/11 Truth is very diverse, obviously, but I would call it more classical, liberal, progressive overall than I would call it conservative. But, I mean, it's every stripe, but it decries racism and things like that.
Sure. Who from the 9/11 Truth community has been advocating or calling for violence? No one. As a matter of fact, we want to avoid it at all costs. It's not us who's perpetrating the violence. We're trying to expose those who have committed violent acts because we don't want to see that. You know, we don't want bloodshed. We decry that. So,
well take We Are Change. Take We Are Change. They're all about Gandhi, be the change you want to see in the world, nonviolent. And they keep saying they're going to be violent, they're going to be violent. And then it starts materializing. They're manufacturing it one way or another. It's not true. There's the essay on screen, Daniel Shinjata, Intellectual Dishonesty in the Age of Universal Deceit, 911blogger.com. In the last 3 minutes, you've got the floor. Take us out, Daniel Shinjata. I guess a message to keep 9/11 truth exploding or they'll stage more terror?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a very likely possibility. I mean, you know, most of everybody listening right now knows for a fact that something is wrong with what we've been told about 9/11. We need a new reinvestigation. That's clear. There's been a lot of progress that's been made on many fronts. All kinds, you know, Alex has made movie upon movie upon movie. The Core of Corruption series has been very eye-opening and enlightening. The Fabled Enemies, Jason Burmes' film, really great job on that. I mean, on so many fronts, we're making progress, and I think that we just have to continue to, you know, to storm the castle. We can't get complacent. It's palpable right now, I think, in the air. I think people can feel that there's something on the horizon, and I think that people might be a little bit scared, not knowing, is it going to be something positive? Is it going to be something negative? I think we could certainly make it something positive. I think humanity stands at the threshold of a real opportunity for a quantum transformation. Not just, and I don't mean to, you know, get all metaphysical and spiritual, but I think...
No, it's a tipping point. We're going into evil or we're going into good.
Really,
we've got to make a choice.
We really do have to make a choice. And the battle lines are, I mean, it's clear. It's clear. As you say all the time, you're either on the side of humanity, free humanity, or you're on the side of the globalists at this point. And being neutral is really not an option. Neutrality equals consent. Consent, yeah, you know, to consent to what we know in our guts is evil and is wrong. So we really can't afford to be on the sidelines right now. We have to be in the game. That's the reason why I tried my neophyte hand at writing, you know, just generating an article about how...
Oh, it's excellent. I hope you do more. Wow. Go ahead.
Yeah. Thank you, Alex. But, you know, just the way that the media unfairly addresses the issue of 9/11, when they even address it at all, it's either the way, you know, it's the style of Glenn Beck, or Joe Scarborough, or Bill O'Reilly, or it's total blackout. And it's really a shame. I don't know how many more articles Alan Miller has to publish about 41 intelligence experts and people from inside the intelligence community saying 9/11 was an inside job, or, you know, people from the inside other branches of the government.
Pilots for 9/11 Truth, 700 engineers.
It's ridiculous at this point. I mean, we clearly have a critical mass of experts from relevant fields of expertise. Now all we need is the platform where they can speak what they know and people like me can get out of the way. We're just, you know, just let them have the floor.
Daniel Sunjata. Let me say bye to you during this break. We'll have you back soon. God bless you. And listen, we salute your courage.
I salute you guys as well. God bless.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Attention, an important product from hempusa.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com or call 888-949-3570.
It is the second day of the Money Bomb. Last year, the donations kept coming in after the first day for 3 days, so we kind of let it go for a few days. We do this once a year to support equipment, expanding the TV studio, hiring more people, and you've really come through. I can tell you that we're about $3,000, $4,000 away from our goal of $250,000. But throughout the weekend, if you want to get $5, $10, $100, $1,000 so we can really up our game against the New World Order, you're looking at the guy that puts up the number one viral films, The Obama Deception, Endgame, Terror Storm, Truth Rising, Road to Tyranny. You're looking at the progenitor of the 9/11 Truth Movement, there from the start. And I know we can have victory. You're looking at what Ron Paul said, half his support in his campaign came from this radio show. We need to expand that platform. We need to come together against the New World Order. So please go to InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com right now and donate. You can do it through Sunday. We'll cut it off Monday. InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com or 888-201-2244. We will have people here this weekend. If you'd like to call in and donate. But let's hear a little bit more from Bob Marley, then I'll get back into the news.
I feel this morning.
I feel this morning.
just unite. Respond to their tyranny.
All they want us to do is keep on killing one another. Top ranking. Did you mean what you said? Are you skanking? Are you skanking?
All right, I'm in a news blitz now, ladies and gentlemen. But I just want to put that call out to people one more time. Support this radio show. Where did you hear first that we were at level 6 a month and a half ago? Here. Now it's mainstream news. We were under level 6 the whole time. UN control of the nations of the world as they prepare, saying that a pandemic will break back out in the fall and winter. I'm not saying that's happening. They're saying that. And that they're going to give us forced inoculations. Just Google forced inoculations. It is all over the news. Martial law, Fox says, is a good thing. They're acclimating you. They're getting everybody used to hearing federalization, martial law, quarantine, lockdown. All over the world, governments are using this for tyranny, as directed by the United Nations. So that's why we need to be strong going into this depression, going into this collapse, so we can make sure we're not just maintaining but expanding as our voice is needed more and more, as this platform with Dr. Paul Craig Roberts today. Father of Reaganomics, exposing the fake conservatism and the corruption of the Republican and Democratic parties and the betrayals of Obama. And Bob Chapman and then Daniel Sinjata, the star of Rescue Me and other TV programs, standing up with courage. It is so important, ladies and gentlemen, that we respond to tyranny in the info war. And you can support us by getting the T-shirts, the books, the videos. All of it's about educating others. When you wear a Tyranny Response Team T-shirt, people ask, what is that? You can explain how you're standing up for the Republic, how you're really defending America, instead of being troops off in foreign lands for the bankers. Or when you donate for the money bomb, it allows us to know we've got that money for the year to make the expansions that need to be made and to maintain what we've already built. We've done so much in the last year, more than we did in 3 or 4 years before combined. We're accelerating what we're doing. Please call, ladies and gentlemen. Let's go above last year's $250,000, 888-201-2244, 888-201-2244, or InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com, because I want to get to that 50,000 mark in the next 23 minutes before the show ends and reach that goal, and then we'll find out Monday what happened over the weekend and how above and beyond that we went. We're going to hire more webmasters, more video editors, bigger TV studio, everything because of your support. We salute you. All right. You know, I got into this ABC News, AP, also this is the News of Australia. Originally broke it was the Australian. Vioxx maker Merck & Co. drew up Dr. Hit List for those to be liquidated, those to be killed. That's mainstream news. Those criticizing their drugs that are killing people like Vioxx and the human papillomavirus, the Gardasil drugs. And these are hardcore people. Got articles with the local police and military training for gun confiscation. We broke 2 days ago that the VFW is being told to prepare even Civil War cannons and things and Spanish-American War guns, rifles, daggers, so the BATF can confiscate them when they need to. That's happening. Obama ousted AmeriCorps' director who investigated Friend. AP reports Obama incredibly corrupt. President Obama says he has lost confidence in the inspector general who investigates AmeriCorps and other national service programs and has told Congress he is removing him from the position. Obama's move follows an investigation by IG Gerald Walpin, finding misuse of federal grants by a nonpartisan education group led by Sacramento Mayor Kevin Johnson, who is an Obama supporter and former NBA basketball star. Walpin was criticized by the acting U.S. attorney in Sacramento for the way he handled the investigation of Johnson and St. Hope Academy, a nonprofit group that received hundreds of thousands of dollars in federal grants from the Corporation of National and Community Service. So Obama's fired this person to cover up. He's already, of the stimulus package, $4 billion to Acorn and AmeriCorps and Citi year, run by the Karl Rove of 4 to 5 administrations. You can debate that. David Gergen, Aaron a few weeks ago did a huge report, and that's those videos they put on TV with taxpayer money of, this is my uniform, I'm city here, in red and black uniforms, marching and tattletale squads, their own private political army illegally being recruited with federal money. Oh, Acorn's not corrupt during the election, and then just look at it now. So Obama is just a big Chicago machine corrupt thug. Now look at this. I want to shift gears into another subject. I have interviewed Ben Livingston, the meteorologist, the father of weather weapons. The guy's amazing. World War II vet, flew into hurricanes are in our side of the world, and they only go up to about 200 miles an hour. They go up 250, 300 miles an hour, and they call them typhoons. Flew into typhoons. He was there leading fighter squadrons in Vietnam, manipulating. He would go in where there were no clouds and make it rain 10 feet on the Ho Chi Minh Trail. Just amazing. And I got sent documents by a listener going, this was just declassified. I think it was 2002. Well, you, PrisonPlanet.tv members can watch the Ben Livingston interviews, but the point is, and then it got ripped to the YouTube channel, so it's out there, but in high quality for PrisonPlanet.tv members. The issue is that he was the father of weather weapons. He got Stanford Research Institute to develop it. He became the head of the, it was the Navy, after that, the Navy Weapons Laboratory. Just an amazing individual. And he flew these fighter jets into typhoons. He did all of this stuff. He was the first guy to fly into hurricanes and typhoons. And by 1967, they had certified that they could kill hurricanes, make hurricanes, weaken hurricanes, strengthen hurricanes. And he said with today's technologies, back then it would take 100 aircraft. With 8 aircraft, he could go in and kill a hurricane or make a hurricane. And he was calling for a Department of Weather to control the weather. And he also runs a big weather control operation. He's their chief meteorologist. He got some heat coming on the show, and he's still a nice guy, but he won't come on after he originally came on because he got a lot of heat from the spooks. We kind of snuck up on folks because I got the documents from a listener. It was nowhere in the news. I checked the National Archives. They'd just been declassified 6 months before. These listeners giving us tips. I called Ben Livingston up, and I said, I'd like to have you on the radio. Had him on. Suddenly it was Fox News, CNN, but still they hadn't interviewed him. I said, fly here next week. I want to interview you. That's going to be in the chemtrail film. But the issue is that he got here, and he got into weather control. Now, that's separate from HAARP and all these other technologies. But the issue is, they could control hurricanes in 67. That's 40 years ago, isn't it? Yeah, 40 years ago. 42, 3 years ago. So then they said there's no weather control. And then we started noticing in the mid-90s that suddenly condensation trails were forming at 2,000 or 3,000 feet in the summer. Impossible. And they were staying there for hours. And they'd always disappeared, even at high altitudes, in a few minutes. And then we started getting reports of low-altitude spraying, high-altitude spraying, helicopter spraying, declassified admissions of spraying Subtilis globigi bacteria all over New Mexico, all over Texas, Oklahoma, killing people with it. That was in the Daily Oklahoman. All of this is going on and happening. And still you're called a kook if you talk about it. And then I began to interview meteorologists and climatologists on this show and weathermen from major TV stations going, no, yeah, you can see them spraying here. And now in Florida news, they go, look at all these lines sprayed. Somebody, the government's doing that, but it doesn't look like chaff. Chaff's in a smaller area. It was, like the whole area blocking storms about to hit, I guess, to keep the drought going. And so everybody, all these meteorologists who learned that this isn't normal, they're now going, oh, that's because there's new phenomena, new clouds, new systems being discovered. And it's normal to have barium salts and aluminum dioxide raining down. And we said, folks, it's at least a weather modification program with a bunch of other programs rolled in. Then listeners began to email us 2 years ago going, high altitude aerosol spraying. Google that. So I Googled it. And it was thousands, Department of Energy, the Japanese Department of Energy, German Department of Energy and Power, and British, and all these countries, and NASA saying we've dimmed the Earth by 20% for its safety, and kids' textbooks. They always tell parents, there's no plan to chip you, but then the kids' textbooks say we're going to chip you, it's good. You know, there's a world government, it's good. You know, in the textbooks, they tell parents, it doesn't exist, but your kid's being taught it's good. You know, the weird psychological warfare going on. Textbooks saying it was happening, and then a few months ago, his head of science department comes out, Obama, and says, oh, we're going to spray the skies with barium salts and aluminum dioxide to save the Earth from global warming, when the science actually shows it's causing warming, which they may need to do. It looks like we're going into an ice age, and they're trying to block it. And they would do that. It would really be an ice age. They're trying to block it. And they said, we've got to have a carbon tax to control us, saying it's heat. So they can then, as we get cold, say that they saved us from that. I don't know what they're doing. Can they use the weather weapons they admittedly have to cause all these problems and then say, oh, look, it's climate change. Do what we want. That's what witch doctors would do thousands of years ago. Every time there was a problem, they'd say the hoodoo god had done it or whatever. It's all psychology. It's all chicanery and scams and bamboozling people. But we know they have weather weapons. We know the program's going on. And then suddenly they just come out and say, okay, we're doing tests. Thousands of agencies around the world and companies and tens of billions of dollars we know of a year. I mean, you can go spend the entire weekend. It's Friday. Go look at chemtrails admitted or passive and non-passive aerosol altitude spraying campaigns. Google terms like that. Tens of thousands of hits, universities, how they're spraying, the tests they did, how it's added to jet fuel, dispersed out of the engines. Just it's all compartmentalized. It goes through the jet fuel companies. They put it in there, and some of them actually have sprayers. Some of the systems dispersed and aerosolized with the particula, the nuclei, out of the aircraft. I mean, it's just like they put sodium fluoride in the water. And it's compartmentalized, and the idiot pouring it in at the water plant, he thinks it's good. He's not bad. Like doctors giving people Vioxx that's killing them, they think it's good. Meanwhile, Merck's got hit teams out taking people out. It's in mainstream federal courts and nobody cares. I mean, do you understand the magnitude of the insanity of all this? And so I have this AP article, and I saw this a year ago. This is June 11th from yesterday. But I saw universities debating. Previously, there were three kinds of clouds. Now they're saying there's three or four other new types. And there's these weird little clouds that they say form in trails and have chemicals in them. And they fall on us. And they don't know where they come from. And are space particles coalescing in the atmosphere? And the scientists can't say it's man-made. So they're going, I don't know. There's new clouds now. Here's AP right here, ladies and gentlemen. But to discredit it, they don't focus in on all the scientists, meteorologists, climatologists saying this. They focus in on a woman's photo and act like there's this big debate in meteorology and climatology and those that are studying hydrology in the ocean. This is PSYOP. They make it about a woman who took a photo, so now there's a debate about it. Because usually they would deny this. Oh, I'm seeing clouds at 1,000 feet that are weird chemicals, and they burn your eyes when they hit the ground. They look like chemical sprays. You saw an alien. You take photos. Oh, you photoshopped that. You walk outside. They're everywhere, and they're going, that's normal. You know, it's like body snatchers or something. Just go to sleep. That's a metaphor for turning your intellect off, and everything will be all right. Sleep, sleep. Iowa woman's photo sparks push for new cloud type. AP, looking out the 11th floor window of her law office, Jane Wiggins did a double take and grabbed her camera. The dark, undulating clouds hovering outside were unlike anything she'd seen before. It looked like Armageddon, said Wiggins, a paralegal and amateur photographer in Cedar Rapids, Iowa. The shadows of the clouds, the lights and the darks, and the greenish-yellow backdrop, they seemed to change. Yeah, chemical clouds will do that. First time I ever saw it was a naturally occurring. They didn't do it on purpose. Over chemical plants in Houston. A weird little green cloud at 1,000 feet, toxic cloud. They dispersed, dissipated within 15 minutes, but with the photos Wiggins captured in June 2006 intrigued and stumped a group of dedicated weather watchers who are now pushing weather authorities to create a new cloud category, something that hasn't been done since 1951. Breaking into the cloud family would require serving layers of skeptical interviews, reviews. Still, Gavin and his England-based Cloud Appreciation Society are determined to establish a new variety. And it goes on, the new variety, just look at NASA public satellite photos. In fact, let's pull up the time we have left. We'll see if we can do it in the last segment. Google live NASA satellite West Coast. And let's go look at California and see all the lines sprayed. And then there's meteorology of the whole country everywhere, just lines everywhere. And you'll see a weather front coming in and the planes come in and put it in front of it to block it. I mean, they're spraying us 24/7, and the White House admits it. They've gone so far. Now there's all these new little green clouds raining things down on us, and they're going, they don't exist. Anyways, it's just amazing, absolutely amazing. I got some final stuff dealing with the economy. They're now announcing they're going to officially federalize everything. 9/11 Truth activist sues Glenn Beck and Fox News for defamation. I don't know if that'll be successful if they have standing, the courts will say, but at least it'll bring attention to him. So we'll tell you a little bit about that. Greg Hoover, I'm going to get him on. Glenn Beck is a monster. I mean, it would be like saying Native Americans are saying they love what the shooter of the Jews did with no evidence. I mean, it is to persecute a minority group, which is becoming a majority. We'll break all that down on the other side. I'm Alex Jones. This is the GCN Radio Network. Stay with us.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
There's a guy named MZ in Santa Cruz, California, who owns one of our affiliate radio stations. He got laid off from a job he loved many years ago. He was devastated, but it taught him a lesson very early in life, that even when you do a great job for someone and your boss tells you how much he appreciates you every day, there is no job security. You are always in danger of losing your job, unless you take charge of your livelihood and own your own business. Since you are the boss, nobody can fire you. So MZ has been his own boss for over 37 years, and he is passionate about turning other people on to the joys and benefits of working for themselves and not for others. MZ wants to tell you about a low-cost home business opportunity involving the marketing of healthful dark chocolate that can help people lose weight and set you up with an impressive compounding monthly income. Visit chocolate.ownmyself.com and check out the opportunity. That's chocolate.ownmyself.com. It takes very little money, and if you're interested, MZ wants to talk to you. Remember, chocolate.ownmyself.com.
We're only about $1,000 away, I'm told, from our goal of $250,000 for the June 11th money bomb. And that's what happened last year. We raised about, $190,000, $200,000, and another $50,000 came in the next few days. So throughout the weekend, if you want to give online at PayPal or credit card to expand our operations, if you believe this message is important and want to aid us in this, thank you so much. That's what free will is all about. We thank you for your support. InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com or link through at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to that page. And we'll let you know Monday how much above last year's amount we got. And the next year's, I guess, goal will be what this year was. And just want to thank all of you for your support and just spreading the word about the show. It has really helped. And there'll be some people here on and off during the weekend. If you want to make a donation over the phone, leave your name and number, and they'll just call you back when they're in, if that's okay. 888-201-2244. But folks are going to be here through this evening, 888-201-2244, and then off and on during the weekend. My crew's so small, a lot of them need a break. I've been working a lot. 888-201-2244 or InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com. Here's another article about drug companies. I have these every 5 minutes. Not only was one of the big companies wanting to go around and kill people, but Lilly sold drug for dementia knowing it didn't help, file show. That's out of Bloomberg. Well, I mean, I'll tell you what's even worse than this. I mean, factor eight, Bayer, over a million doses for hemophiliacs. They knew it had HIV and hepatitis in every shot, and they knew it and shipped it out. People say, oh, they're cold-blooded. No, they're eugenicists. Bayer was actually run by the Nazis. So you better learn, folks, this is all about eugenics. And these people mean very, very serious business. So we certainly need to continue to look into that. And here's another one. Obama hasn't just introduced more than 10 big bills that basically end the Second Amendment as we know it. And then as these bills move through Congress, he denies he wants your guns. Here's WorldNet Daily. Obama would eliminate 8 out of 10 pocket knives. If this were to pass, you could not cross a state line with one. It would be a felony. The U.S. Customs and Border Protection Agency is proposing a new definition that would be used to eliminate 8 of 10 legal pocket knives in the United States right now, according to activists who are gearing up to fight the plan. The federal bureaucracy is accepting comments. So now when you go to an airport and the thing's, half an inch long, now you'll go to prison for it. Well, they love putting the slaves in prison. It's what big business. That's what America is now. The federal bureaucracy is accepting comments, written only, that must be received by June 21st before its plan changes would become final, said Doug Ritter of KnifeRights.org. Let's get him on. So the implications of the decision would be far-reaching, since many state and federal agencies depend on the agency definitions to determine what is legal in the United States. So you're trying to drive back in from Mexico or Canada with your RV, you're going to be arrested for having steak knives. England's trying to restrict knives now in your house and have a license to have a butcher knife. This is the enslavement. This is what's happening, and it's totally disgusting. And people keep calling me saying, where's the article? CBS News, path stations to run security screening test to use cutting-edge passive millimeter wave technology. Another article in the AP says everyone that rides the trains and the subways in Boston and New York, and then nationwide later, this is a test, will be searched. The millimeter wave system scans your naked body, an image of it. There is CBS News on that. So not just the airports now, but the naked body scanners going to go in everywhere. And the FBI has said they want to put these in shopping malls. Talk about 1984. But now if you don't like Big Brother, you're some kind of Al-Qaeda operative or something. Again, from the bottom of my heart, from my very soul, I want to thank all of you for spreading the word and standing behind us and defending us from all the false attacks by the mainstream media and the establishment and the COINTELPRO operatives. And I want to thank all of you for supporting us with the InfoWars Money Bomb. And it's not too late to be part of this historical event. I'll be back tonight, 9 to midnight, with Jason Burmes. I'll be sitting in with him. God bless you all. See you back this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. live on the syndicated transmission. Take care.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.